And another thing that I want you all to share with you all before it's too late, because you all are leaving an hour here. Mm-hmm. So what happened is that, about what he told us at the time of, about as to who he is and what he is and what he expects of us as human beings, I mean, his followers, his lovers, whatever you call it, his creation. He says to us, the thing that happened at one time was, when there was a great meeting, many people have come, thousands of people are there, and you know how the Indian tradition is, as well as anywhere in the world, when you approach some great personality, you bring some offerings, isn't it? Or you offer something. So Baba will be bringing garlands and bananas and fruits and apples and this and that and sweetmeat baskets and all that sort of thing. And we have to, who are there, collect it and put it. Baba doesn't do that. They just offer and we take it. You follow? Baba just caresses the person and smiles at him. One more thing of his personal life with Baba, which I always did not like, he would want to play with the kids. So mother would bring a small baby and all that, and Baba would take it and all that, and as soon as the kid starts piddling or shitting, he'll just pass it on to him. So that's how it actually was. So what was that day? Yeah, so we had to collect all that. Just collect all the things that one day Timothy, what happened was that for years together we have been, one day all of a sudden in the midst of all this he seems to be rather indignant about the whole thing, and his facial expression changes and all that. We have to read also not only his finger gesture but facial expressions, and he just stop it. I have to speak out loudly. Stop! Don't bring all this stuff. What is this all? And then Baba tells the crowd, all this that you are offering here, of what avail is this to me? Nobody offers me what I need. Yes, I am the sustainer. I am the provider. I have given all this to you all, and all that you do is return that to me. What will I do with all that? In that mood. And then he puts his hand on the head. Nobody wants to offer me what I need. Nobody. So we also have to lower our tone and say that way. Little voice there from the back seat. But Baba, please tell us what you need so that we can offer you what you need. A woman's voice. Mm-hmm. Nobody can offer me what I need. Nobody offers me what I need. Nobody can do that. Or will do it. Nobody will do it. Nobody. But Baba, please tell us. We'll offer you what you need then. Why don't you tell us? Then again Baba bursts out. Said, do you know that God is perfection? God is perfection. And when God takes human form and comes on earth, that perfection is personified. I am that perfection personified. I don't lack anything. I am the sustainer, provider, perfection personified. All that I lack and need from you all, if you want to offer, is your imperfections. So that you be freed, you will get freed of your imperfections, and I who am locked in you will be free also. Nobody wants to offer that to me, which I need. That's what was then. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So now I can safely die. Nothing more to be said now. So how should we offer up imperfection? Now it is for you all experts to say that.
We could only say it imperfectly and have to offer that.
Yeah. Time and again he says, then of course he comes and says, all I need from you all is your imperfection. Time and again you come to me, share your imperfections, offer your imperfections to me every now and again. That's what he says. He's so compassionate that he doesn't want the whole lot of my imperfections, but piece by piece. This is what he said.